part of what I believe God wants to accomplish during the course of this conference is to get us to a point where we are face to face with a choice, either to submit absolutely to serve His will or to build Babylon. Lord, we ask this morning that you help us with the much needed counsel that will facilitate an ultimate decision that will extend eventually the frontiers of your kingdom. Do a work so deep in us that will set us on track in total alignment to that which you are building into the earth to the glory of your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you indeed. You may be seated. Once again, I salute Reverend Patrick and his dear wife. I was privileged to meet her yesterday. God bless you. Turn your Bible quickly. We'll do Ezekiel chapter 22, and we'll just touch verse 26 to set the coordinates in right order. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 26. Hallelujah. Are you there? He said, her priests have violated my law. I would like you to see the indictment that was coming upon the priesthood. And since this is a minister's conference, we want to take time to build. I trust that God will help us in the name of Jesus. It's been long, my friend. Hallelujah. It's good to hear your voice again. You join me in the next 30 minutes with the strings, and we'll just flow together as we submit ourselves to the will of God. He said, her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane, neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. This is an indictment that is coming against the priesthood of Ezekiel's time. And there were a few factors that were captured in the statement of the indictment. The first is that the one that is saying he's a priest is living in outright violation of the regulations of God. Hallelujah. You're not with me. So someone claiming to be a representative of God, not living under the government of the laws of God. Someone claiming to be providing leadership in the domain of religion. He himself not subject to the very laws that he's prescribing to other people. That's the first line of indictment. The second line of indictment here is that there is no clear demarcation between that which is holy and that which is profane. In such a situation, what you will have is a few profane things will be administered, and because of the low level of discernment in these times, people do not have the ability to decipher, to sort, to run a quality test, to know whether or not, that which is going on is consistent with the texture of the civilizations of God. A minister of the gospel doesn't even know when he has branched into witchcraft. The other day, hallelujah. I'm trying to test you to see if you are ready for what I have today. If I notice you are not ready, we'll change it and we'll do another one. Hallelujah. Can you reduce this volume so that just a little, so that the feedback effect will cancel out? The Bible says they have not shown the difference between the clean and unclean. It means that part of the duty of the priest is to show in very simple, plain language what is clean and what is unclean. And I'll show you why. When we go to the book of Revelation and we begin to explore the New Jerusalem, and just for your information, I would like you to understand what the New Jerusalem is. It's a metaphor. Do you still remember what Jesus said? He said, "You are the light of the world." Is that true? Oh, you are not sure. Okay, he didn't end there. He also said, "You are a city set upon a hill that cannot be healed." What's the meaning of that? That's our destiny. That is a mature expression of the corporate man. And that is what the New Jerusalem is. You are a city. It's an organic civilization. A civilization that is built on the foundation of the life of God operating in the corporate organism. Right? That city is our destiny. Okay, I think, don't worry. You can't take that one. Let's remain in Ezekiel 22. He said the priests have not shown the difference between the clean and the unclean. They have not shown the difference between the holy and the profane. He said the priests have violated my laws. They have not fully showed the people my appointed times. And they have made me profane among the people that I'm supposed to be exercising government over. And all of this is because of priesthood. A wrong priesthood. Before I start the lecture this morning, I'd like you to understand that most of what we call priesthood in the Nigerian church is wrong. I know it doesn't sound good, but we are not here to feel good. And that's why I came with my parchments, to prove to us why I feel that most of what we call priesthood for the past few years in the body of Christ, and most of us took our bearing from what is existing on ground. The unfortunate situation is that the people became victims of a wrong priesthood. And because the priesthood did not have the capacity to show the difference between the clean and the unclean, guess what their civilization looked like? Their civilization did not have the first thing that the New Jerusalem had, or has. Like I said when I was trying to enlarge our scope to understand our organic destiny as a corporate man. And our organic destiny is what we call the New Jerusalem. There are 17 features that make that civilization. Are you with me? I'll test again and see if we are ready to flow at that frequency. There are 17 features that make up that civilization. And the first of the 17 features is that is, first of all, come with me. Let me read to us. Are you there in Revelation chapter 21? God must have to do something with you and me. He must take us beyond where we are if his purpose will come to pass in Nigeria. Oh! Don't worry, stay. Are you there in Revelation chapter 21? And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as what? A bride adorned for her. So he called the new Jerusalem a city that was like a bride. This is our destiny as corporate people in Christ Jesus. And all the generations of them in whom the Spirit of Christ has dwelt before this time and in the future yet to come, we are all lively stones in this spiritual edifice. And this is the design that God wants to build, and this is the project that God has been on across the generation. First of all, he called the city a holy city. So if your priesthood doesn't have the capacity to differentiate between that which is holy and profane, it means your ministry is not building the distinctiveness that is captured in that civilization. Your ministry is a distraction. It's a counterproductive movement that is designed to forestall the possibility of God achieving his goal. Are you with me? What God will do is not that he will kill you. So I will show you how God will deal with someone that has prospered from the corruption. Because a lot of ministries are prospering from the fact that there is no clear-cut definition of what the profane is. In case you are not aware, the day, mark, and I speak with as if I will die tomorrow, mark every ministry that began to bring comedians to the platform. Just take inventory, go back. You see, Facebook is so faithful in keeping records. Somebody lied the other day and they went and dredged his previous position on the matter. And it was on white and black. So you can actually dredge. Go and dredge. You will find people bringing comedians to the pulpit. That move was profanity. Because what we are trying to, the objective of your ministry is that you are in partnership with Jesus to build that edifice. So if your ministry is a distraction, if your ministry is a diversion, God will have to empower another ministry with demolition capacities to cut off the curves that you have admitted into the structure. Because those curves do not exist in the original design. The Bible calls the city a holy city. What does it mean for something? What is holiness? Where are the ushers? pick one of the microphones and let's get feedback from this row, from this row, from this row, from this one and that one. And then let's do an analysis. This is random. What is holiness? There is no building that a civil engineer builds without a design. And the first item of design that was in that building is holiness. Then I will show you at what point there was no differentiation between the profane and the holy anymore. Are you with me? You are not with me. You would have expected me this morning to say fire. The church in Nigeria needs to be taught. There were many people that were not circumcised that came into the fold because of the rugged nature of the journey. And they came with all the ailments of Egypt. And there were pastors that were not discipled. From being Ezemo, they just moved in. And these ones, and it's been like that, unchecked, for many years. If one of such pastors was able to make it to the international level, and the platform he chose was Nigeria, it means we are in trouble. Beware of a minister that points to material success as the objective, the scale of measurement of compliance. Because as we go further in the study, I'm going to show you that there are two irreconcilable cities in the book of Revelation. Namely, Babylon and the New Jerusalem. So your ministry is either building Babylon. And you can be building Babylon and Satan will make you prosper. And you have a massive edifice unto Babylon. That civilization is so different from the New Jerusalem. And the person that is building this Babylon can be a bishop that has been on ground for like 40 years in ministry. But all of the 40 years were deployed to build a pattern which is not the New Jerusalem. So that pattern did not come out of heaven. Are you with me? At any point that I see that you are sad, I will just stop. I'll just stop. Are you there? What is holiness? Are you passing the microphone? Oh my God. It's already to 11. I thought we'll start this teaching by 8. Because by 12, I'll stop. I thought we'll do 5 hours and check this thing. You think 45 minutes, 1 hour, 20 minutes teaching, you can't build anything that way. Oh, the ushers are not.
Praise the Lord. Holiness is the willingness or ability to yield in thought, word, sins, desire, will, attitude, and behavior to the Holy Spirit.
Can you? You see, he had to read a book, his jotter. He had to read his jotter in order for him to give us the answer. Because holiness is supposed to be his life. If you ask me to tell you a story about my experience in secondary school as a boarding student, do I need to consult a book? That means he's not living that thing. It's not a life. You want me to talk about my time in public service and I'll consult a book? It's experiential. It's as much a part of me as my own beating heart. So the average believer doesn't know. I just wanted to show you that the average believer doesn't know what holiness is. It's an idea. Meanwhile, that is one of the dimensions of the city that God is building. Let's try again. Give a sister now. Give a sister. What is holiness?
Holiness is being separate or set apart.
What does that mean?
For the purpose of serving a higher being or a deity.
This is what you learned in Sunday school. Tell me what it is in your life.
In my life, holiness is my undivided devotion to serve God as a person without being allowing other things to distract me or serving other. That is, I can't serve God.
If I'm to mark this as a scholar, what you just said, if I'm to mark it, it's 30%. Because there are several people that are not born again that are into ministry. And they believe they are serving God. Have you not seen ministers, people, they are active 24 hours. They are locked up in something that looks like service. Is that holiness? You still picked it up from the textbook. If you go to visit a doctor cannot treat you without interviewing you. He wants to find out your symptoms. He went to school to study fever, and he knows that fever has these symptoms. So he will ask you questions. If you can tell him your symptoms, 70% he can diagnose what is wrong with you, 70%. But you see, as powerful as the knowledge he has is, it is not as powerful as the experience of fever. Most of what we did in our teaching of holiness is to make people mentally understand the idea. If you give me a definition of holiness that is drawn from experience, it will not sound like what you got in Sunday school. It will be so fresh that we'll know that you are living it. Theologically, there are five things that can drive your life. One is the flesh. Two is the world. Three is sin. Four is Satan. Five is self. You can serve self. Someone might even claim to be in the choir, but the reason why the person is, and you will call the person serving God, but the reason why the person is in the choir is because the person wants to be projected, self. That is still the driving force. And in the realm of the spirit, it doesn't strike a chord. Are you with me? Sister, you that say, I'm serving. People are serving, but the motivation behind the service is still self. So, those are five possible operating systems. But, for the man in Christ Jesus, his only valid operating system is the Holy Ghost. You will notice that after Jesus was baptized, an accreditation came from heaven, and the Father came and said, "This one is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The next instruction he received was to go into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Since it's my product, and in fact, what that accreditation meant was that God was saying, this was the idea of man we had in mind when we set out to create man in the beginning. He did not endorse any man until Jesus came. And in order to prove that he was really the product that heaven said he was, he was mobilized into the wilderness so that Satan can test him. That's not a company test. That's not an in-house test. That's an outsourced test.
God was not in control of the person that was coming to test Jesus. Are you with me? And what was the outcome of the test? Satan could not get Jesus to operate by a desire of the flesh. He tapped into him with hunger. So you've been fasting for 40 days. You need some nourishment. Turn these stones into bread. He said, you were not there in the beginning when the conclave of the Godhead sat together. That was where it was determined that man was designed to live by the proceeding word of God, the instructions he's receiving from the mouth of God. So man shall not live by bread alone. He was designed to live by the instructions that comes out of the mouth of God. And the reason why I will not turn the stones to bread is because my father has not instructed such. It might be a genuine need. It might be a genuine need that you are turning my face to attend to. But if God, the Father, had not spoken and given that instruction, that need is not needful. Not needful. He took him to the pinnacle of the temple. He said, cast yourself down. Is it not written that he will give his angels charge over thee? They'll bear you up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against any stone. What was the attempt there? He wanted Jesus to act apart from his father. It's just like someone that is in the military and you are given custody of, what do they call that? Armored tank. As long as you are in the armored tank, you are safe. But if you take your head out of the tank, the sniper can pick you. So Satan wanted to get Jesus to act apart from his father. The ability to act apart from God is a disclaimer to your call to holiness. You are supposed to be one with Christ. One. It is what Christ is doing that you are doing. It is what he's showing you that you are performing. Your life is what he says it is. And nothing more. Oh, you may not know. But like I said yesterday, I had a passion to be a lecturer. And it may not mean anything to you, but it meant to me. I have seen my aptitudes and I know that the way it can be adequately explored is in lecture. And then the great one now comes and says, well, on my script about you, there's nothing about lecturing written. You may have noticed that there's a gift on your line, which is the ability to teach and to pass knowledge. It will not be used in the classroom. You may not know that that ability to align with God and not go to lecturing is being one with God, is an act of holiness. You see, when you came and defined that your textbook definition, that definition has been since the 80s, just in case you are not aware, since the 80s. We've been hearing that. But it didn't produce holy people. Because what we are talking about here is not your mental ascent. It is your coming to a point of committer. Many of us in the 80s, those days, knew this thing. But we're not ready to submit to that level where the government of God will determine our uprising and our down-city. So even many of the people that taught us what holiness was technically and theologically were not living holy in this regard. And what I'm talking about here is not committing fornication. No. That one is living in sin. That is different from living according to the flesh. It's different from living according to self. It's different from living according to the world. So you may not be committing adultery or fornication, but you are not holy. Because you are not one with God. What you are doing is not what God intends to do through your life. Your life is like someone that is schizophrenic. God is doing something else, you are doing something else. Or you may not have understood that Christ in every one of us has a different goal. In me is a teaching spirit. Right? In you, he might be an administrator. In you, he might be a pastor. Is Christ in you in prison? That's the question. Because it will take alignment and acknowledgement of his authority for him to live out of your life that which he is designed to reproduce. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. In the Greek, it reads, it's a new species of being. That means, for instance, the botanical name for orange is citrus. Right? We have citrus limon. That's lemon. That's a species. We have citrus nobilis. That the big one. What's it called? Grape. We have citrus paradisi. That is the green one. Citrus orangifolia, the orange one. You are a species on your own. Even though you are citrus, you have your own unique characteristics. And holiness means that you are aligned with God and you allow him exercise government over you so that he has liberty to express who he is through your vessel, which is unique to you. If there is any obscurity of what he wants to do through your life, you are not holy. You are not separated unto him. You have another agenda. You are not with me. You are not with me now. Do you still remember Jesus? There were two aspects of him that was revealed by the great confession. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Christ was referring to his office and his heavenly ministry. The Son of the living God referring to who he was, his person. And it's in Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1 that we understand who the Son of the living God is. For God has sundry times and in diverse manner spake unto the fathers by the prophets, has in this last day spoken unto us by his Son. Are you there? He said, by whom he has appointed, whom he has appointed heir over all things. That's his Son, his heir. He occupies the capacity of an administrator. Judgment has been committed to him. Administration has been committed to him. I know you don't know what that means, but that's not for the lecture today. He said, this is his Son, is by whom he made the worlds. That's the active civil engineer in the story of creation. All the Father did was to give decrees. He was the civil engineer that plugged in the balances. Yeah? Verse 3. He said, who being the brightness of the glory of God and the express image of his person. That's where I'm going. That means God was not obscured in the vessel of Jesus. Because he was totally submitted to the government of his Father, he was the clearest definition of God. And that's why he could say, if you have seen me, you don't need to go and look for my Father. I am a theater from whence my Father had displayed his intentions. That's holiness. You are not living in fornication. You are not living. You know, in the 80s, holiness was about whether you were living in fornication. Thank God for our teachers in the 80s. If not for what they taught us, we will not have the foundation we have today. But that is not holiness. That's just one of the blocks. If you are in sin, are you with me? There are five possible operating systems that can malign you, manipulate you away from absolute committal to the government of God so that he can steer your life in the direction of his pleasing. The syllabus was not complete. And that's why it's mechanical. And then we build man-made laws that were consistent with piety in the 80s. And it built people into the past, not into the future. Because human laws were involved. I hate religion with passion. We're in that age now where the true mosaic of the apostolic must be brought together. Religion must be taken out of. It's just like you are eating fish. You pick the bones out so that we have flesh. We need to know the substance of the things in which we have been instructed. You with me? You're not with me. And you're offended. And we have not started. This man is a serious man. The man that invited me is a serious man. That's why I'm preaching this. It's not as if I can't say he crowned the year with fatness. And then we start talking about, I know those types too. So when I come, I check the atmosphere. I say, oh, these ones, they need diet, real diet. The sugar level is high. We need to introduce lime. If you are not offended, say amen. The Bible speaking about the new Jerusalem, he called the city a holy city. It means that that civilization is only the Holy Ghost that can produce it. Forget about all the mechanical things you are doing, trying to be holy. It is of the flesh. It's stinking in the eyes of God. Your journey in holiness begins when you submit to the Lordship of Jesus. He will determine He will determine what will be. He will determine who you will marry. He will determine what success is for you. Success for you can be to remain in Eket as an intercessor till you die. Oh, we call success cash flow, the things you have built. That's Babylon. Most of what you celebrated for the past 25 years in the body of Christ, you celebrated Babylon. Oh, someone has the capacity to build an edifice. That's not what God will check. He will check the people he's raising. That is the effort, that is his spiritual effort, and that is the sum total of the worth of his priesthood. Then you now see people that are not devoted to Jesus inside a building. And he's using the building as a means of talking about his status in the body of Christ. We lost it long time ago. Someone will charter a private jet and snap himself. And that's the gospel in Nigeria. They say, what? That guy. Babylon. Because he chartered a jet. You know how many jets Dangote has? And he has not snapped in one. Okay, what of the man that has the manufacturing company that produces jets? Babylon. Our scale of measurement suffered loss because we could no longer see the city. We started seeing another civilization and building priesthood according to it. The indictment that came to the priest in the book of Ezekiel was that they did not diligently show the difference between the holy and the profane. That's what happened in the body of Christ in Nigeria for the past 25 years. We celebrated people that should be cast out. Some of the ministries you celebrate did the greatest damage to Christianity in Nigeria. You are not aware. You are not a son of doctrine. You have not labored in that scripture to know that it was a different civilization that was advertising. The rest of my life, whether it is long or short, is not the issue. I will use it to preach the kingdom. I know people won't like me. I've already settled that one with Jesus. Yes, it's part of my calling that people will call me strange. This one is when I'm gone, you will bless the day I was born. You'll bless that day. 25 years of darkness. Since the doors are left, nothing significant has happened. I need to tell you. If you have traveled high in the heavens, you will know. He's actually the reference point of what God will do in the future to come. Do you realize that God did not bestow that grace on anybody in that whole generation? Because they did not have a heart for the body of Christ. My ministry can be succeeding and the body of Christ can suffer. Do you know that? It means that I was corrupt because my ministry is supposed to be like the body of Christ. Just like the bank is supposed to be like the economy. But the bank finds a way to survive and is prospering more than the economy can drive. Think about it. Oh, you are not here. You know what it takes to be a prophetic voice? It means your voice is not bought. And you are not afraid of death. It means Jesus speaks through your voice. It brings warnings to a generation. It's not because you chose that life. And you can't do it in the flesh. If you try it in the flesh, it will be evident that you are another spirit is at work. The things of the spirit cannot be replicated by human intelligence. It cannot be replicated by flesh. No. Good ideas. People brought numerous assortments of what holiness was, and looking back from 2021, those ideas were designed to build people into the past, not into the future of God. You can't be so intelligent as to understand how the Spirit of God builds the civilization that only Him can build. The Bible says that the city, it came down from heaven like a bride adorned for her bridegroom. The holy city, having the glory of God. The essence of the city was glory. Do you know what glory is? It's when God decides to be manifested. Glory. The very essence of that civilization that came from that city was glory. And it happens to be that the back end of glory is holiness. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Isaiah chapter 6. The whole earth is full of His glory. It didn't say holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The whole earth is full of His holiness. Because holiness is the back end of glory. God wants to be manifest, but He can only be manifest on the platform of holiness. So the city is infused with the glory of God. If it is true that it's the glory of God you want to carry, the only way to it is holiness. But we have found other ways of doing ministry that glory is not the goal. Ministry now is a platform for management, marketing, and customer care. You need to check the figures, how many likes, how many views, and you can kill to make sure that you have an additional like. The essence of our journey has been so undermined. Do you know what? At this age in my life, I'm not looking for an invitation. I hope you know. I can decide to commercialize. You know, I want you to invite me. I want her to invite me. So I say something that's not the way of a prophet. It's the way of compromise. That is the kind of preaching that makes the church profane. When you are trying to line up so that this block can invite you, that block can invite you. It's commercialization, it's business. Except you like God, you will not want to hear the voice of a true prophet. You will hate Him with passion as long as you are living in disobedience. And His words will be a guiding light to you if you, by any means, want to chart your course. Seek Him. Attack God. I made my choice long ago. There is no place I preach in Nigeria that is promotion to me at this age. No place. No place anymore. So I've decided to preach the mind of God. I know I will make enemies among you today, but It will be a on record that I told you. Are you there? Your volume is too high. If it's high like that, I will lose the ability to teach. Begin to prophesy. I didn't come this morning to prophesy. This morning is to teach you. Hallelujah. So the city we are talking about is infused with the glory of God. That's the way you know the city. It carries God's glory. So every stone that is used to build that city must be infused with glory. The glory of God is sitting in your spirit man, but it needs to be made manifest. Do you know the rigor that God will put you through so that that which is in your spirit man can find expression? Now, can you read Galatians chapter 1? Hey! Wait, don't worry. If I go with you, I will not do this work. So wait, I will tell you when to start, when to play. What I'm telling you, Jehovah instructed me. He took me through the Bible for this. Now, Galatians chapter 1, verse 24. This is Paul's testimony. And this is the orientation for glory. Give me 24. And they glorified God in him. That means the God in him was made manifest. That's glory. God inside was advertised, was expressed. When we God in you, because the God in him manifested in a unique way. He was a revealer of secrets, a custodian of revelation. And he did special miracles. That was the manifestation of the God in him. Are you with me? So Christ in him was pleased to reveal himself through Paul as a custodian of revelatory powers. Christ in him was pleased to reveal himself as a doer of special miracles. Christ in him was pleased to reveal himself through him as a personality that had the words handed out from above for him to reveal the destiny of the church. The Bible says that the believers glorified God. Where? So what was the administration at work on his heart became evident for men to see, and they were able to give God glory because of that. When will people glorify God? Because God in you is man. You don't even know what Christ in you is willing, will be pleased to administer through your life. You don't understand your uniqueness because you have not gone into the light long enough. You think that a seminary can produce a preacher. What is Christ in you doing? Because it needs to be put on display. Because the Bible reveals that that city was infused with the glory of God. Are you here? You are not here. Now, in terms of the infrastructure of the city, the first thing that was mentioned in that unveiling in the book of Revelation chapter 21 was the walls of the city. The what? What do walls do? Huh? It does what? That's what walls do. It protects. Oh, so the fact that you have a fence means that you are insulated from bandits. A primary purpose of a wall is demarcation. That means this city is a city of separation. And these are elements that are found in our corporate destiny. They are supposed to be found in the life of every believer. And you still remember the indictment? The priests were not able to reveal the difference between the holy and the profane, the clean and the unclean. The priests themselves were not under the government of the laws of God. And because of that, God said, I am profaned in their midst. I'm not honored. And it's the priest that did that. All right. Let us take a snapshot before we begin this journey. First snapshot is Revelation chapter 17. Let us see the city that is a civilization of Satan's creation. Come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, the wine of was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones, pearls, and having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. 5. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. This is one civilization. And this is what Satan is trying to build in the earth. In order for John, are you here? To see this civilization, the Holy Ghost had to carry him high in the spirit. A friend of mine now, grew up in Port Harcourt, so her mom had to bring a relative of theirs to stay with them. She was cast out by her husband, and her mom was the only relative of hers that was around, so they had to bring her in. One of those days, they had a very powerful night vigil. Hallelujah. There was nothing that suggested that the woman that they brought in was evil. But when they went high in the spirit, they saw treachery in the compound. And the woman herself began to confess, hey, they carry me go. So they now answer, you be witch? He said, I don't know, but something they carry me. Do you know that in order for them to detect someone that was close by, how did they do it? They had to go high in the spirit. You want to understand, do you? And you think it's your degree in urban planning. Urban and regional planning. I don't want to say something. You will not like me, so. He carried me away in the spirit. That was why he saw this treachery. His first civilization, Babylon the Great. Second civilization is in the book of Revelation chapter 21 where we read. I think we need to read it again. Your ministry is either building Babylon or it is building the New Jerusalem. I will take some time to show you the characteristics of these two civilizations. Part of the assignment of the priest. Don't worry, I will stop by 12. The day you want me to teach, bring me early. In fact, yesterday I almost fell down. The whole church was already seated then, I'm walking in. What's that rubbish? I couldn't do opening prayer. I couldn't do praise and worship. They would think now that I'm a big man. No. That was not my making. I have to tell you from the pulpit. That's not me. People that come to church like that, those are the ones that have complicated the body of Christ in Nigeria. And we that are younger know that that is not the way of Zion. We are not about to copy that example. Follow me. There are two cities that I need to show you about. But you see, in order for this man to see both of them, what happened? He was carried in this way. It means that if Babylon is being established here, it doesn't look like Babylon. You will call it, this is the work of Jesus. Except you go high in spirit, you will never know. And I pray that God will begin to take us on spiritual journeys. He will open your eyes to see your clan, your family. Then you will discover that not everybody that says good morning means good morning. He will take you high in the spirit to see your city, just like he did for Jacob. Jacob was running from home. He stopped at Bethel, took a stone, made his pillow. He didn't know that the stone he took was one of the stones that was used to build the altar of his grandfather. And that stone was his connecting point. The Bluetooth of that altar fused into his spirit man. And God, because he was so carnal, God waited for his spiritual senses to switch off before he switched his physical senses to switch off. Before he switched on his spiritual senses to see the same location. When he woke up, he said, this is a dreadful place. Because he could not discern it with his physical eye. Unknown to you, you have celebrated idols before. In the name of church. I will show you. Be patient. You have given credence to Babylon. And there's no way you can be accurate if you don't take spiritual journeys frequently. You will accept a friend that Jesus does not know. Your problems will begin from that point. Maybe it's okay now, you're a big man of God, big man. So the big league, guys in the big league will begin to send you text message. We saw your message. Yeah. God, be encouraged. See, it's a snare. Second city, Revelation chapter 21. And I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key, 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. It was God's product, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and there shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Can we jump? Let's jump to 10, please. Let's jump to 10. And he carried me away. How? In the spirit. To a great high mountain. And showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven having the glory of God, and her lights were was like the lights of a stone. Oh my God, we don't have time. Even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Verse 12, and her wall. Separation. Let me stop there. You can do the reading when you get back home. Can we do a contrast and a comparison quickly? Babylon and the New Jerusalem. So you draw a table like this. Table like this. Put Babylon here. Put the New Jerusalem here. God is building the New Jerusalem. He said, ye are a city that is set upon an hill that cannot be healed. Satan is building Babylon. May he not build Babylon. May he not achieve Babylon with your ministry. In the name of Jesus. All right, under Babylon, number one, Babylon is a harlot. Can someone define spiritual harlotry? Where's the usher that was equipped with the microphone? Oh, you're not with me. Spiritual harlotry, we need to define it this morning. So, Babylon is what? It's a harlot. And the New Jerusalem is a bride. So we need to. That's a contrast. Someone help us quickly. Okay, yeah, we have a brother there. You don't need to stand up, just speak through the microphone. What is spiritual harlotry? Can you give him some volume on the microphone?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Spiritual harlotry could be seen as a process of trying to intermix what is holy and what is not holy.
Here you have 45%. Can you be more specific?
For instance, any practice or any process or procedure that makes people not to know the distinction between the characteristics of the New Jerusalem and Babylon is spiritual allegory.
He is a very intelligent man. He's using my lecture notes to answer me. All right, you have 50% now. Now, hold on. They are not with me. In the Old Testament, you will find a terminology. Are you here? A terminology of corruption, of religious corruption. If you are a student of the Old Testament, you must have stumbled upon it. It's called the high places. Most of what we are building as church now, high places. You don't worry, calm down. We will find out. What happens at the high places? Not the high places of Samaria or the high places of Israel. What happens there? Strange spirits, temples, tabernacles, tents are built for strange spirits. Oh, how I wish I had my map. Maybe we had a big screen. I would have shown you a map. And I would have shown you that piece of real estate called Israel has two sides. There's an international side and there's a national side. Because of the basalt rock that is on the edge of the Mediterranean, there was only one passage. The passage will take you through northern Israel. And the name of northern Israel was Galilee. The name of southern Israel was Judea. I know you don't know that. There was a tribe called Zebulun. You still remember? A tribe called Naphtali. Still remember? Those tribes are close to the trade route where the international Israel, where people need to pass to go to Asia, people need to pass to go to Europe, people need to pass down to go to Africa. Up there. So if idol worship is coming into Israel, it will come through Zebulun and Naphtali. That's where the new gods come from. Galilee of the nations. Galilee that opens to the nations. That's the international part of Israel. I need to use a map to show you the context, the geographical context that will make you understand the Old Testament. There are two things that must be at your fingertips if you are going to be a scholar of the Bible: geography and history. And then if you want to advance in your dexterity, you will need lingo, language, linguistics. Galilee of the nations, that's where idols are imported. And because of the fact that it's a national trade, it's an international trade route, there can be a political excuse for it. The people that are passing, they camp there, so they have to worship, you know. Worship Ogugu. Making that place a high place. It is those high places that will seduce the heart of the people of God. And darkness will fall on the land. And because Israel was situated at a trade route between two world powers, Egypt and Assyria, it was a hostile, highly inflammable corridor. And the only way they could maintain balance was to operate under the government of God. There was no other way they could win their battles other than signs and wonders. Are you with me? So the greatest undoing that happens to Israel is the high place. The high places are normally established in Galilee. Galilee of the Gentiles. When these spirits are imported, the heart of Israel begins to lose. And nothing is as addictive as idolatry. Not even weed. So in a generation where we don't have teaching priests, are you with me? You're not with me. All right, because most of the falsehood comes under the guise of prophetic ministry. Have you realized that? The Bible says, test all spirits. For not every spirit is from God. For many false prophets are gone out into the world. So if false spirits come in, they manifest as false prophets. That's the easiest corridor for false spirits to find expression in the body of Christ. It manifests where? False prophet. So when you find a nation like Ghana that is noted for the prophetic, you are going to find a lot of false spirits in Ghana. When you find anyone that rises and he claims to be a senior prophet that we cannot trace his genealogy to any of the first disciples, he just evolved and became senior prophet. He has no history in the realm of light. You will know that a high place has been established. You know, I told you, some of our ancestors, it was in debt. Their debt was service to Jesus. That's why I'm not afraid. You know, they killed some on the stake. And that debt was in service to Jesus. Be afraid of him that can destroy both soul and spirit in the fires of Gehenna. A high place was established. And that high place produced many high places. That's the legacy of that outfit. It produced many high places in the Nigerian church. And then the purity of our devotion was seriously affected. A civilization that could accommodate the new things that were streams that came from high places and the pure things that some of our ancestors walked in. I'm talking about the apostolic heritage that we have. Drawing from the fountain of Paeltin, Babalola, Idahosa. Because the Nigerian Pentecostal church was established on the tripod of three significant apostles. It means that what heaven intends to build in this, the church in this nation is apostolic. That's where our starting material comes from. So high places began to find expression. There's one particular pastor. Is he a pastor? Notice he has a special way of approaching his stage. He will do something like, as if he's doing like this. Then he must use the back. Just go and watch any of his clips. He must enter the stage with his back. It's a high place. It means that Zabulon is open, Naphtali is open. And for the past years in the body of Christ, we have had massive infiltration. And what we call our current specimen of Christianity is harlotry. Should I go further? Harlotry, number one. These days, because what they pointed us to as the goal of ministry was success in terms of numbers, success in terms of infrastructure. So people believe that you could build a big structure is a proof that you are a significant priest in the territory. Oh my God. Oh my God. The first time the house of God was mentioned, first time, there was no building there. It was Jacob that stumbled on that insight. He said, this is a dreadful place. This indeed is the house of God and the gate of heaven. Excuse me. The man was identifying the gate of heaven on earth, not in heaven. In the entire New Testament, there was no reference to a building project. Was it an omission? Because God has a building project his own. So you are celebrating a building as a proof of revival. Meanwhile, there were synagogues in many nations. But it's only a temple God commanded to be constructed. God didn't ask anybody to build synagogue. Oh, you are not a Bible student. Okay, you're already offended. You see, no problem. I will stop. High places. Harlotry. Someone wants to start a church, then he now goes online, puts a form that if you want to be part of my workers, apply. Look up. Why do you need another member in your fellowship? Do you realize? Is the Bible still our pattern? Do you realize that in the early church, the people that were added to the church, it was God that added them? It was not the effort of a man. Do you also realize that in that early church, when they saw their separation and distinctiveness, the Bible says none joined themselves to them. They were separate from the age. So it took the hand of God to add to their number. So we have found marketing skills, the kind of marketing that we still do in commodity marketing. That's what we are bringing into is one of the evidences of harlotry. So the objective now is crowd hunt, not discipleship. You don't have the discipleship system that can bring these people out of anything they came from to become sons and daughters under the government of God. If we send an invitation outside now and say, those willing to die, contact this number, the desk officer will wait forever. But that's what Jesus will do. So the message of the kingdom is not lucrative. It's not attractive. No. Because what God will do to you is already known. He will. The essence of the cross is that nothing of the old creation will survive, will be admitted into the new. Your spirit passed through the cross and became and came this side. Your soul too will pass through. Your ideas, your ambitions, your earthly desires, your pursuits, your agenda, your strategy, your wisdom. That cross will judge it. The cross has only one judgmental statement: death. Oh, you think this is what I wanted to be? Oh my, you don't understand. Even in ministry, I didn't plan to remain here. Canada was the place. I am coming. You will think that it's God you are serving, but you chose all the options. And God won't kill you. You'll still be going through the motion. But what you will raise will be a high place. A high place can have massive following. But the objective is not the government of Jesus Christ. Maybe the pastor suffered so much while growing up, and then he saw ministry as an avenue for him to escape poverty. You will see it in the way he preaches. Oh, I know you won't like me. I will give you what you can take. You need to check if... Let's leave it. There are many practices I've identified in the body of Christ that do not derive from the Bible. When people notice that someone is trending on Facebook, people will be scrambling to invite him. And that is based on social patterns, not based on an inspiration. You should not be able to call someone to build with you that doesn't have the same kind of spirit that you have. That is not baptized by your baptism. That has not drank from your cup. That is not speaking the language of your tribe. But today ministry is a commercial platform. So you will be amazed that many accurate people in the kingdom of God are not known. So you are inviting people that are trending, not whether they have a straight life or not. They are coming to your altar, will pollute the entire thing and strengthen the hold of Babylon. Yes, the finances will still be in good shape. The number will still be in good shape, but the quality of what you are building has been affected. Because we are no longer looking at the New Jerusalem as the reference point, so a lot of things are based on economic strategy. A harlot. A harlot can have many partners. A harlot is commercialized. A harlot doesn't have any preferences. A harlot has no dedication to a certain pattern. Babylon is a harlot. My wilderness is Makodi, and I'll be there till old age. Somebody say, hey, move to Port Harcourt. Because I went there for a crusade. And God did mighty things there. And say, he said, move your headquarters to Port Harcourt now. He's a senior minister. He said, go in the direction of the loudest applause. They are hailing you here. I died to the hailings of men long time ago. That will never influence any of my day's decision. If you are going astray, I know, I will tell you. I will tell you one time and I will tell you softly. I won't shout. It will be a text. I won't tell you again. But let it be on record that someone told you. Harlot. So we need to find out if what you are building is a harlot. Notice that the New Jerusalem is what? It's a bride. chaste. Even though many people are coming to attempt to have a virgin. You understand? The person is full of convictions, but he cannot submit. So many things in ministry, many things we come to attempt to have you, to use your platform, to use your influence. Many people will come to you because of the influence you have gathered. Meanwhile, that influence is a product of debt. And it is only the hand of God that can raise a man, a true leader, in the body of Christ. But when you get into that level where there's influence, there's another world there. People will send you a text message and say, "You are doing well. Be strengthened, man of God." Most of those things are not, they are not encouragements. It's just to sample your availability, whether your influence can be used to build Babylon, whether you are inclusive in your outlook. But that's not the way of a virgin. A virgin is not inclusive. A virgin operates by a conclave, a closed civilization. A bride is already espoused to another. It's only the face of that one he will look at. And everything around the civilization that your intercourse with God produces is what your ministry is. A time came in the body of Christ when the story of scandal after scandal, when God is about to begin to profit from a life, what you now hear. Because our perspective is not the way of a bride. Babylon, number two, is the great city. And the New Jerusalem is the holy city. Now, Babylon is not a mediocre place, for your information. It is what? Great city. The reason why it is great is because it's inclusive. It has accommodation for rolling stones. Has accommodation for irate men, for Rastafarians. Iman. It's a great city. All kinds are there. So yes, the body of Christ is diverse. The New Jerusalem is the holy city. Every year, before the year ends, I must make a statement. I must point to my wife and say, before I married, I knew no woman. Until now, this is the only one I know. And I will say that until I pass out. 5 years to my exit, I will come and ask a question. Did I extort money from anybody? You have one calendar year to reach back to me. Because the New Jerusalem, because God is quiet, doesn't mean he allowed you. His quietness is so that you can be adequately snared. It's a strategy to catch people whose hearts are darkened. The New Jerusalem is what? It's a holy city. I know, you see, the temple has gone down. The temple. Because we are entering the texture. I say, The question today is, are you building the great city? Or is your ministry providing a platform for a nation whose builder is God? Listen to me, the man that is operating Babylon will have more finances than you initially. So if what you are chasing is finances, the Babylon model will work for you more. So I have it here, I can prescribe for you too. Let me show you something. Genesis chapter 6. There are two races I need to show you about quickly. So we'll begin from Genesis chapter 4. Then we'll pass from Genesis chapter 4, Genesis chapter 5. Then we'll get the meaning of my attempt at Genesis chapter number what? 6. In Genesis chapter 4, there is a struggle here. Are you with me? A struggle. It's obvious that we cannot enter into this lecture. Because what I'm teaching now is the introduction, just to show you the damage, show you the layout. Before we go into the clinical aspect, which is the texture, the actual texture of Babylon and the New Jerusalem. They are along 7 lines. Are you with me? All right, so let's do this. Genesis chapter 4, beginning from verse number 16. Genesis chapter 4, beginning from verse number 16. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Stay with me. Are you with me? So the Bible says that Cain, he departed from the presence of God. That means that Cain no longer has, he doesn't want to be answerable to God, doesn't want God to restrain him, doesn't want God to suggest to him as to how he should live his life. He departed from the presence of God to establish a civilization that exists apart from God. You get that? Good. So this city that Cain is building is a city that is existing on principles that is totally apart from God. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and builded a city and called the name of the city after his son Enoch. So his civilization is being built. But the principle behind this civilization is that it is a civilization that is designed to take you away from God, because he departed from the government of God in order to build it. You might be a stranger and you visit his city. You don't understand that everything that is within that civilization is determined, is designed to take you away from God, because it was built apart from God. You get that? Oh, you're not with me. Let me give you some ideas. How many of you went to Uniport, University of Uyo? No, Uyo is Calabar now. Let's try again. Uniport, University of Uyo. When you were going to school and they were counseling you, they say, don't be a bad girl, say, do well, and you came into the environment, it was not God, Jehovah, that established that campus. Everything that is established in the campus, they say it is education you are coming for. But there are systems built into the environment that you don't even need to make any effort to end up apart from God. I'm not, no effort whatsoever. Just attending school. Say, okay, in school we are going, and so many things can happen to your life. And you think it's school you went for, you don't understand. You went to a city. Everything in the civilization is designed to take you away from God because it was built apart from God. And when Satan builds, he will get attractive items he's going to build into the civilization, like you're going to get education. Is it bad? You're going to be able to get a job because you will be schooled. So that will become your attraction, but when you enter there, you will find some things that were not said that is built into the environment. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mehujael, and Mehujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. Don't forget, this is a civilization built away from God and apart from God. I'd like you to count from your Bible. How many generations did it take to arrive at Lamech? Count. Anybody with the answer? Oh, you're not with me. How many? Starting from Cain. Cain bore Enoch. How many generations? Oh, my God. If we can't see this simple one, how can we see things that the Holy Ghost has hidden by himself? So Lamech was in the sixth generation. It was a civilization that was built apart from God, but it took six generations for polygamy to arise. Because Lamech was the father of polygamy. They were living apart from God, but they were still restrained because they came from under the government of God. So even when someone that backslides is backsliding, they don't rush into sin outrightly. It's a gradual decay. It took six generations for them to arrive at Lamech. And Lamech was a pioneer of polygamy. You see, there were various pioneers of the dark ideas that came through this lineage. Because it was a civilization that was established apart from God. And as we study, you are going to find that this civilization is going to multiply fast. Because Babylon is a great city. So Lamech had two wives. The name of one is Ada, which means adornment. Adornment is a spell that is casted on the heart that makes the heart to like what is not Christ. I saw a pastor's wife the other day. She cannot but watch Z World. The husband called me and said, "Can you do anything? My wife and Z World has so restyled to Z World." That's Ada. It's the adornment through which there can be enticement to snare the soul. Just like a man can be addicted to pornography. Huh? You can be addicted to something that is not seemingly bad. But that thing holds sway over your soul much more than Jesus Christ. The thing will control you, it will influence you. And it will reduce the grip of Jesus' control over your life. Ada. The name of the other was Zila. Hallelujah. I want to leave you to go and study Zila. Because the two things that the devil uses to manipulate your soul is that adornment that makes your soul drawn to what is not Christ. It's the same kind of thing that happens when your soul is drawn to money. You will not know that you are in the service of mammon. You will think you are in the service of Jesus. Every decision the person takes, his style, his approach, is all because of his service to money. And that was occasioned by a love. And it's Ada that triggers it and sells that product until your soul can catch it. So you study Zillah. Next scripture. And Ada bare Jabal. Take note of those names. The first one is what? Jabal. He is the father of such that dwell in tents and such that have cattle. See, you are not with me. Is work bad? Work is not bad. So this guy is the one that established civil service. But you need to understand that the entire system that is built here was built apart from God. In the school of faith, it is God that is your support, God that is your supply, it is God that is your sustainer, not your job. That's why I like that. But you see, when they now went apart from God, they had to build jobs for self-support. Because they are no longer open to God's support. So they built jobs for what? Self-reliance, self-support, so that they will not need God's support. That is how physical jobs have become now. People worship it, but they don't know. So in the office, they bend you to lie. You have become a victim of Jabal. I will resign the next day. Not knowing where I will eat from. But I will be opening myself to direct parentage of God. Oh! I need to tell you stories. I was in public service for 16 years. I have a few stories to tell you. My manager was visiting my area. And so when he came, the first thing he said, I hope you have been briefed. I said, briefed about what? Oh, your friends didn't tell you. I said, oh God, I don't understand. He said, he doesn't sleep alone. No. He sleeps with around 2 women, 3 women. I told him, Oga, you see this campus. I was the evangelist of this campus. I preached till before I got this job, I was the evangelist. Even if I go there and I say, I'm looking for guests to take, the people will think it's another Jesus trick. They won't believe. They won't believe. So I was an evangelist before you people employed me. And I can't bring women for you. This thing is in my soul. It has entered. Do you know that the man insisted that I would never be promoted again? So when I came in the morning, he got some ladies around, got good ones. Meanwhile, I told him if he needs comfort, I'll bring a Bible for him. He felt insulted. Promotion did come out first year, second year, third year, fourth year. You don't know that I was a scholar. So you can't imagine what I'm talking about. For 4 years, until our chief executive came to visit my zone, asked me some questions, I answered. Asked me other questions, I answered. Asked me the third set of questions, I said, see, this thing you are saying, we meet it here now, on the field. He didn't talk again. I didn't know I made an impression. Went back to Abuja. Called that same guy. I said, bring that boy's file. So that I've not been promoted for 4 years. He said, promote this man, backdate it. 4 years. And promote him again. That man's signature was on 2 of my promotion letters. You know why? Because I was not in the land of Nod. I was in the Jehovah first. Now, the question is, when he was signing my promotion letters, where was he looking? Like this or like this? You are too small to ask me to drive to the campus to bring. I was the evangelist of that land. I was crazy. You don't understand. We have grown older now. There are things we have stopped. Crazy man! Yes. Go and ask them. Those of us that were raised in Christian homes owe this generation light. Light. Jabal will make sure he bends your conviction. Because he's paying you. His brother's name was Juba. He was the father of all sorts that handled the harp and the organ. This guy was the guy that created music for self-entertainment. How many of you have experienced the music of the Holy Ghost? You woke up in the morning and there was a song inside of your spirit, man. How many of you? That means that it's a sign of spiritual health. Because the Holy Ghost in your heart is a singer of the Song of Songs. When he brings his bride out of the swamp and the dust, he sings. But this guy, knowing that he is disconnected from the Song of Songs, had developed entertainment, music for self-entertainment. Because it's designed to keep you apart from God, to be comfortable with being apart from God. If we check all your phones here now, we will see Kenny Rogers. Hotel California. If you doubt me, we can run a test from 12 people. And you will see that they are victims of Jabal. Welcome to the Hotel California. You'll find it there. You will find it. You will find it there. It means that your civilization has no walls. Because it's not separate. You pick common things and you are ravishing yourself with common things. I can show you from across the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, these two civilizations, they never meet. I can start calling the names from Cain to Nimrod to Pharaoh. And it runs like that to the dragon in the book of Revelation. I can start calling the names from Seth to Enoch to Noah to Abraham. And it runs like that to the city. It produces two lines. And Zillah, she also bought Tubal-Cain. Tubal-Cain is an instructor in every artificer, in brass and iron. He was the one that developed weapons for self-defense. When they lost the presence of God that is a defense for man, they now developed what? Weapons. This is the source of Boko Haram. Weapons. This city is a great city. Because it consists of all forms of civilization designed to trap you and to ensure that you are taken apart from God. Oh, you don't see what is being built here. It is in the book of John that John now shows us that the name of that city is called the world. This is the beginning. It was Cain that pioneered the concept of the world. The world system. This is when the world was in its cradle. The world system. The world has its own fashions. It has its own way of enjoyment. The hotel that I am now, if you want to pass from the lobby into the room, you close your eyes. And speak in tongues. Just be high. Be very high. Aikosama. Aikosekama. The world has its own attractions. If your eyes are not closed, you will see a lady without an underwear with tight stuff. Because that is the way of the world. And Jesus did not pray for us to be removed from the world. So segregation is not holiness. May the Lord give you understanding. The world system has a name for every guy. The Bible says that John came neither eating nor drinking. The world system called him a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and then they said, oh, behold, a wine bibber, a friend of the public. The world will give you a name before it's too long. And if you don't have a name, you are not authentic. Cain will give you a name. A Jew. A slack man. A guy that doesn't understand trends. A pastor flew in to meet me in Lagos and told me that I was not a wise man. That I'm not a man of this time. And showed me how I can sell my messages so that we'll make money. Drew a graph. Said people like what you preach. Me, I'm just at the business end. I kept quiet. You know, when he was speaking, you know what came to me? Turn these stones into bread. Don't do ministry and use the principles of the world. You will raise a high place, a harlot. You raise a harlot. Tubakin. He developed weapons of mass destruction. This is the great city. This is the building blocks of the city. By the time I move you to Genesis 5, I don't have the time. Then Genesis 6. By Genesis 6, you will see that this civilization had multiplied. Meanwhile, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 25, you will see the other group that refused to depart from the presence of God. They were still at the edge of Eden, hoping that one day God will break through the lattice and bring redemption to them. Genesis chapter, don't worry, just rush down. Genesis chapter 4, verse 25. So this is Acts 1, scene 2. In Genesis 4, 25, what God does is that he takes the cameraman back to Adam. Because those ones refused to leave. It was a small civilization. But they were separate from what Cain was building. So there were two races on earth. And I can trace it from Genesis to Jesus. There were two races. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. This is what she said. For she said, God has appointed me another seed instead of Abel. So, Seth was a replacement of Abel. So the family tree that leads to Jesus begins with Seth. And to Seth, to him, this is another genealogy, was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. That's when they discovered that prayer was a possibility. Priesthood was a possibility. So these ones were going to live by prayer. Those ones, they were going to live by departing from the presence of God. That's why Babylon is a great city. The ones that will live by prayer are few. But they are a holy city. The ones that will live according to the standards of the age, they are many. And they form a great city. So the question is this. If you have not signed up to live your life from start to finish by prayer, you're already in Babylon now. The proof that you are not in Babylon is that you have accepted the burden of prayer as your own approach to life. Did we get you to that point? All right, so finally, no. Babylon is common. Babylon is common. If you go to the banks, you will see it. Go to University of Oyo, you will see it. Go to the hotels, you will see it. It's common. It's everywhere. But the New Jerusalem is separated. It has a different ideal, a different value system, different culture, different orientation. So your relationship cannot be like the relationship of someone in Babylon. You say, I want to sample you to see if you are fertile, if you are fruitful. That's Babylon. If we compare your relationship to that of Babylon and it operates on the same principles, they use night bus to transport you to Cain City. You are still saying, Jesus, Jesus, but you are there in that city called Enoch. Babylon is common. If you raise a ministry that an unbeliever can come and study what you are doing, okay, this is the way they do it. This is the way they do it. And the person goes and replicates what you are doing without being born again. It is possible to replicate what you are doing without Jesus. You are building Babylon. The New Jerusalem is what? It's separate. I think I need to take time to explain this final point before we break camp. Yes, you can go on now. Babylon is in a wilderness. The guy took John in the spirit to a wilderness to see Babylon. But he took John in the spirit to a high mountain to see the New Jerusalem. I need to tell you the difference. The wilderness. Took him away. Remember, Jesus was taken to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The location of Satan was in the wilderness. And when Jesus, in the book of Matthew chapter 5, wanted to reveal the constitution of the kingdom of heaven, he took them to a mountain. The crowd gathered at the foot of the mountain. Then he decided to go up the mountain for the people to pay a price for what he wanted to say. Guess how many people reached there? Only the 12 disciples were willing to climb. The whole multitude waited down. Because if you are going to build the New Jerusalem, it is at a price. You will pay a price to climb to get the constitution of the kingdom of heaven. Those things you hear Jesus say, blessed are the pure in heart. He said it to 12 people. Even though the people that were invited were massive, they were at the foot of the mountain, only 12 people were willing to pay a price for their pursuit of God. You want God at your convenience. Like a toast of bread that comes out of the machine in the morning. And then you speak in tongues and say hallelujah. That is not how our forefathers found God. But Babalola was more on the mountaintop than he was with his wife. You know the Bible says that we should not remove the ancient landmark. The way it happened before is how it will happen now. We have an inventory of Idahosa's prayer life at 54. 54. He could still pray for 24 hours. I mean, why the Bible says that a man is supposed to bear his yoke while he's young. If you don't learn how to somersault now, is he at 65? They will use stretcher to take you. We will know whether you are a descendant of Seth if you have accepted the burden of travail. That is the way to secure an open door into the paradise of God. Oh, Jesus. The New Jerusalem comes down from God. It's God that released it into heaven, into the spirit realm, so that it can be accessible into the spirit realm. It is only prayer that can get there. The harlot is not the work of Jesus. He's building the bride. I'm going to stop there. But I still need to drop our memory verse, which is Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 26. Ezekiel 22:26. And her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths. And I am profaned among them. A true apostolic leader must show the demarcation. I dwell in the New Jerusalem and not in Babylon. Babylon might be great, but it's not for me. I am one of the Nazarites, a Puritan. defined by the holy nature of our city, of our culture. Though I am in this world, I am not of this world. My appetites, I hunger for a different thing. I pursue a different thing. My goal, my vista of measurement, my standards are not standards of the age, but they are born out of heaven. The way I relate with my wife is not how our tribal men relate with their wives. Because we have a new city. He said, ye are the light of the world. He said, ye are a city that is set upon an hill that cannot be hid. The brilliance of the light of this holy city is supposed to bring Shekinah illumination upon the face of the earth and bring judgment to the darkness that is in the wilderness. It was Ezekiel that said that the river of God will eventually flow into the wilderness. That wilderness where darkness is, where Babylon is. The river of God. So the revival that we are talking about is going to colonize the wilderness. But it will come from God. It will come through heaven. And it is a holy city. Can we pray this morning? We are in the days of the mosaic of the apostolic. God is giving men the ability to be able to separate the bones out of the meat so that religion will die a natural death. And indeed, we can become soldiers, foot soldiers of Jesus Christ. So we will colonize, we will win by righteousness. The Bible says it is by righteousness that he contends and makes war. The way we fight is different. Because we are a holy city. We have the audacity to revenge every disobedience because our obedience is complete. This is what God is building in our time. I pray that your hands will be strengthened. You want to profess your dedication to God. I will not fall by the wayside. I will not be swayed by the assortments of things that dwell in Babylon. Our city has its own light. It doesn't use the light of the moon or the light of the sun. For the Son of Man shall be his light thereof. It's through the revelation of Jesus that we will see what is real and what is darkness. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that eyes cannot see. The glory of God on your life will be an advertisement. It will be an advertisement. And all nations will come. Because your light is come. Arise, shine. Because thy light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Gentiles will come into thy light and kings into the brightness of thy rising. Let me say two things before we pray. Two things. One, the Lord told me that the reason why he has not yet installed real authority in the body of Christ is because what we are building is not the new Jerusalem. When you structure your life and make it a conduit through which God can be advertised, through which God can be glorified, then he will install the kind of authority that Idahosa carried. And even more. So that your strength will be used to extend the frontiers of the kingdom of God. Can you say to God, I am that man, I'm that woman. I will put myself under pressure to ensure that my vessel is ready. Because I come from heaven like a bride adorned for her husband. Like a bride
anointed with the glory of God. Simon Merekete. Maske compre kaboske tamila. Jubal will not be my master. Jabal will not be my master. Tubal Cain will not be my master. He wants to use your life to differentiate between the holy and the profane, between the clean and the unclean. He wants to use your ministry to bring men under the government of God. You are the prophet of your family. It is through your efforts that salvation will break out. The knowledge of wickedness, witchcraft, and darkness will be subdued. Because you come from God, down from heaven. Through your life, He will make the difference that the world will see and know Shekinah, the light that comes from above. Command, the recovery must begin with you. And from her knees, from any man, so terminal ego. I'm on no shima. Ebronina shika teri. Your pelami so sela mantala. Your beski so sala monda mina. Pray for pelamo kosi. I journey from Babylon. I am a pilgrim. I seek a city that has foundations, that God is the builder. Can you bring judgment on the high places of Nigeria? The high places of Nigeria masquerading at the houses of God. Yeah. 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 Conversi comprende memoria. Seminai to cobre malande si bagamol sakamali. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. Beautiful, beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. Beautiful, beautiful.
Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. You are beautiful.
Beautiful.
Heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth.
the name of Jesus.
Final prayer point. Can we release judgment over the high places? There are so many high places. I went to, was it Benin? And some churches, the pastors take people to the riverside and they do ceremonial baths as part of their spiritual rites. It's not by force for you to call it church. You can call it the oracle of Egbe. People will still come. They called it church. Can we ask that the God of the church will smite every high place in Nigeria? Can we pray? Can we pray?
Thank you. the name of Jesus Christ.
I want to add this. Papa has led us to pray through prayer, but I want to add this. For many of us, this is a wake-up call. For many of us, this is a cleaning. Lord, whatever represents Babylon that have been cleaved with for a long time, can you begin to purge me of Babylon? Purge me. Purge me. You know how bad our city has been. Not because it's bad for anything, but you know that many of the things Papa has spoken about today, those are things that are seen on our streets. There are not many streets that are lacking these things. And many of us, this is how we were forced. Can we begin to ask the Lord for a purging, that the Lord will begin to cause, that a new breed will rise without greed in our city. Lift your voice, come on now. Lord, let there be a purging. Let there be a purging. That which has been spoken about today, the Lord will cause a purging of Babylon. Shako se sente kati samba bako fe kwampapa balipe beske fe te kasi silinya makaskebe na kuti sento kobre fe kundia pati ebempe peluve sasiloa embeparufe kuzi esise lanti katata bentu kabrapa parupe bembe pelua epiko figwata. It doesn't matter how far gone I may have been in ministry and I was doing the wrong thing, kabe pepe fia, whatever I may have built after Babylon, patata liseko setedede, let there be a parusia pakumba takata sendo kati epiko bamba kupapa abakuye kabamba ekebembe ekebembe kapapa riba pa freko sete kodina zeko bebendo fakunte kataka epepepepepe shebe berute pende pelua ibapa kopamba kotofa kondodo ebependo falatwa shebe kumba idapatanda katataida shakatakatikaita kataikati shebembe brefe kumbe kapandu kapalita zeko pekuba papa fikuwa iko veshoto koba. Let there be a purging shabama abamba katifa latwa elefinta tasati edede dependete shabato kapetondia ibarata kapandi fala ebekofi atanda sasasia ezezezele zese kadima kapani brefe kumza kata ebeleko to brefe kumzi iti akobela koperambe koba ibabamba patatua efeyondata ebepengu 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 ebebengu ebekendu sabe ya fatwa lavatela makabala kabanate ebemasi isaba matamba tabanja tapanjete sabe kombe bebepembia ebebende babanda fatandi sede kadededeya ebelepele debele kadamaraka leprepende pala. In the name of Jesus, our prayers are answered in Jesus' precious name. Let's take our seats. How many of us were blessed by that word today? Now, I don't know, but right from when we began to prepare, like we've learned from Papa, that when we prepare for a meeting like this, the first thing to do is to start with fasting. So the practice, we see that the remnant nation does 40 days, but we do 50 days before we start any conference. So we started out at 50 days, but towards the end, the Lord began to ask us that this particular conference will be strategic for the city. So he asked us to go around major junctions in prayers. So we spent the last part of the prayers going around forestalling wickedness, forestalling high places that had been raised up unto darkness, the worship of the river goddess that has made our city called Akwabas Ibom State. That goddess we had to take out and pray around where the car road, Waniba. This is 12 a.m. clocking till 2 a.m. in the morning with Daniel Clement. We did it one day, did 2 days. Then the last day we had to take out time, we went to